Hello here. Welcome to Radio Statler, just a side pocket doing interviews on the floor, and I am feeling very awesome here to have Deviant Olive from Tool here join us on an interview. Welcome, first of all, here to Hope Number 9, Deviant Olive. How's it feel to be at Hope Number 9 this year?
It feels pretty fantastic, man. I'm really glad.
So for all the, sadly, probably three clueless people out there, because it's such a big, crazy, awesome organization, explain exactly what Tool means and what you guys do.
Well, Tool is the open organization of lockpickers. Tool was originally founded in Holland, but now, ever since H2K2, has been here in the U.S. as well. And we are a completely open and free group that's just interested in locks as puzzles, as something to be explored.
Very, very, very interesting, because, you know, lockpicking is a huge thing at these various hacker concerts. So, Deviant Olive, tell me how you first got interested and started out in Tool.
Well, I'm proud to say, I mean, it happened here in a big way at Hope. I was always interested in locks ever since I was a little kid. I thought they were, you know, neat devices, and I would play with them or stick something in them because I like James Bond movies. You know, you try to, oh, what if you could pick a lock? But I never really had equipment. And I saw Buddy Wells from Holland, and I saw Mike Glasser, Laz, from right here in the New York metropolitan area. They were both speaking together at H2K2. And that was the first time I ever saw lock picking really professionally done right in front of you. But, you know, when it's right in front of your own eyes, that's a whole new world. You just jaws on the floor and, oh, my God. And, yeah, it was a beautiful presentation with the camera right over top. Hope really did a great job with that setup. So I saw it. I loved it. I went home. I read even more. I Googled as much as I could. I bought some picks from there were not too many vendors back then selling them to just anybody. And I tried it, and I was able to make it work. And as it turns out, after Hope that year, Laz was at DEF CON. That might have been DEF CON 9 or 10? 10, I want to say. So, yeah, Laz was there, and he gave a talk again. I bought him a drink, and I said, hey, man, you're so awesome. I just saw you a month ago at Hope, and, you were with Barry and picking, yay. And I was just some kid, you know, and I guess to shut me up, he just said, well, come up here. He pulled me up on stage. He's like, pick some locks, bro. It gives me a chair. And he's throwing locks at me, and I got a few open, and the room, you know, was cheering. And I said, I fucking love this. I gotta do this some more.
So you have a very huge, eventful booth here once again at Hope. Could you perhaps explain more of what sort of crazy activities you have at the booth this year for Tool?
Sure. Whenever we make an appearance of this caliber, it's called the Lockpick Village. And the Lockpick Village, the entire motto of any of the teaching villages that have cropped up, you know, the Hardware Village, the Radio Village, the idea is learn, touch, do. And it's simple as that. So, you know, we'll give all the instruction we can with rolling lessons on a schedule about every hour. People can learn everything they want to try. There's all the tools and equipment right in front of them. People can actually handle everything they're seeing discussed. And if they have it in their own hands, we're like, don't just sit there. Like, fucking try it. Like, do what you just saw. It's that easy. And before they know it, they're opening locks. And everyone's like, oh, my God. Did I do this? Is this real? Is this actually happening? Did that just happen? We're like, yeah, you just opened a lock, buddy. Try this next one. And 2 hours later, you know, people are still sitting there like, oh, my God, come on, sit down. You got to see this. You know, they're pulling other people in.
Okay, so as quick as an interesting personal question, what was the weirdest place you ever picked a lock, or what was the hardest lock you ever picked? You could do either one.
Let's say it was probably, I won't say both, it was one of the hardest I'd ever picked, was a little Norwegian lady had a bike lock that stopped working, because I go to a conference in Oslo about every year called HackCon. And at HackCon Oslo, I met a young lady, and she, you know, Ellen was her name. So Ellen said, oh my gosh, you know, you're this lock guy. Have you ever seen this type of key before? And she holds up a key, and it actually was half missing. And I'm like, well, I've never seen a key like that broken before. But I know what you mean. There's a rotating disc mechanism, very popular in Scandinavia, in fact. It was originally designed there. And she said, oh, well, this is what locks my bike. And I'm like, that's very good. You know, that's a good lock. And she says, yeah, but it was frozen and I broke the key off. And I said, that's very bad. That's not too good. So we weren't...
Not good at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it picking, but we were able to eventually find a way to get half the key that was in there and other tools to... We got the lock to move and we got the bike undone. So I don't know where the hell she was biking in negative 10 degree weather, but I was out on her porch for a while, really chilly, and she was making me dinner.
And so I guess the final question for this awesome interview is what is like the thing you're most excited to do or see here at Hope Number 9?
Always and forever, it's just people trying new things. And it's always, you know, we try new things. This year we have this master keying contest where you have to escalate privilege in a master keyed system. We're calling it escalator action. So, yeah, if people, they get issued a working key to one lock, and they have to find the lock. The locks are all scattered around the whole con. But if they find the lock where it works, that's enough information. One working key is enough information to decode the master key. You just need some blank keys, a file, and a little bit of time. And they'll people be running all around trying to find locks, trying new keys. And if they think they've discovered the master key, they can try it in other locks to be doubly sure. And then they come up to the front desk, and if they turn it in our main mastering lock, if it opens, well, then they win some awesome prizes. We're going to buy somebody's way into Hope next time around. We'll give them a $100 credit.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll give them a $100 credit at the tool shop or a $50 credit for third place. During my talk, I accidentally said, you get free admission to Hope next year. And everyone thought that was like a joke prize. I'm like, yeah, that's shit. That's right. We're going to be in like camping in Germany next year.
Well, thank you, DV and Olive, for being on air. Before I say my final thoughts, do you have any final thoughts you want to say out here on Radio Statler?
I just hope the Hope Conference stays alive, whether it's in Hotel Penn, new or rebuilt again on this same very ground. I don't know what it's going to be, but as long as it keeps coming around, we'll keep showing up. We always have fun.
And if they want to quickly check out, like if they're not here, I mean, if you are here at the con, please check out the Tool booth. It's near where Radio Statler is. And if they want to further check out Tool, what should they do? Where should they go?
As long as people remember that Tool has three O's, which stands for you practice over and over and over again. Tool with three O's, tool.us is our website here, tool.nl for the Dutch guys. Every last thing we do, because, as you know, we're not a for-profit venture, we're just for the information in the community. Every slide, every image, every video you've ever seen winds up on the web there. You can get the equipment shop there. You can get anything you need from us, even if you're not here in person.
Well, thank you very much, Stevie and Al, for the interview.
Thank you very much.
And just as a quick antidote, ironically enough, I'm going to call my mom later because one of the things she wants to do before she dies at 60, it's currently 61 years old, is to learn how to lockpick. So hopefully tomorrow she'll be stopping by our booth soon. So good luck with her.
Send her by, man. We'll teach her. We'll fulfill that bucket item easily.
Awesome. And once again, that was Deviant Olive here at Hope Number 9. And we hope you stay tuned for more interviews later. This is Side Pocket right here at Hope 9 signing out.